This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Researchers say there's now a record high number of people being held in ICE custody nationwide. More than 65,000 people are currently in immigration detention. Almost half of them have no previous criminal record or pending charge. Researchers say more than 41,000 immigration arrests were made in October alone. That's when Immigration and Border Patrol agents began a widespread action in Chicago. The federal government is considering whether to open a second immigration detention facility in Colorado. Republican Congressman Jeff Hurd has introduced a bill to extend the health insurance subsidy at the heart of the recent federal shutdown fight. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
The bipartisan bill would extend the enhanced premium tax credit for people buying plans on the ACA marketplace for 2 years and cap eligibility based on income. Hurd described the bill as temporary, while Congress tackles the high cost of health care overall.
This gives us time in Congress to build a bridge to a system where we can fix those underlying cost drivers.
Currently, the credit will expire at the end of the year. Coloradans who buy health insurance on the state exchange are looking at double or even triple the cost for insurance next year. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Colorado Rockies have a manager. The team announced Monday they'll elevate interim manager Warren Schaefer to the position full-time next season. The Rockies won just 36 games while losing 86 with Schaefer as interim manager this year. You're listening to CPR News. It's 4:06.